It's January. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder? Today we'll look back in time to the Audubon Christmas Bird Count, which took place on December 15th, led by Bill Kampfer, who we met on the White Rocks Open Space Trail with two friends who are also national leaders in the gentle sport of bird watching.
Chris and I have both been up since 4:30. Peter got up at about 10 to 7, I believe.
Actually, I think I was up at 3:30.
It was 8 a.m. when we met Bill Kampfer on the White Rocks Trail near Valmont and 95th Street, where he and his two friends were ambling along, lugging binoculars and powerful scopes. Bill had started counting before the crack of dawn, because he finds that when starlight is giving way to the sun, that's when birds seem to rule the world.
Everything tends to be up and moving at once, going from their nighttime roosts out to wherever they're going to be foraging for the day for food.
So if I want to show my mom the most wonderful time to see birds, I should get her up before dawn and bring her over here and start walking.
No, absolutely. No doubt about that.
According to Bill, the bird count in Boulder attracts more volunteers than any other bird count in the state. The bird counters are usually bird lovers, as is Bill. So as you listen to him explaining things, keep in mind that he's constantly pausing because he spotted some birds silhouetted in a faraway tree, or he heard a bird song that meant that he knew a bird was near.
This is our 61st count, actually. The first one was in 1909, so obviously not 61 years in a row. We'll have about 150 or so people out birding today, doing the count. It's one of about 17 or 18,000 counts that Audubon has all through North America, and actually some in South America too, for that matter.
As he talked, Bill spotted a kingfisher, several song sparrows along Boulder Creek, a red-tailed hawk in a cottonwood tree around a half a mile away, and a bunch of other birds. He also explained just how the Boulder bird count works.
We bird thoroughly throughout a circle that's 7.5 miles in radius from central Boulder. And I've got 30 teams out in the field of from 1 to 8 people covering different blocks, different places. Some like out here at White Rocks where we spend the whole day walking, and others in town or in suburban neighborhoods where they spend most of their time driving around. So different kinds of birding activities. There are also lots of people that just stay at home and count at their bird feeders today.
You just get outdoors and this gives you a wonderful, relaxed feeling inside.
Inez and Bill Prather are among the volunteers. They've been participating for 25 years, but say the tradition reaches back much further.
100 years ago or so, it was the custom for people to have a Christmas hunt, and basically what that entailed was you went out and shot anything that moved, and a few enlightened people back in those days thought that if they just went out and counted things instead of shooting them, it would be more environmentally conscious, although they didn't use words like that.
Bill Prather says the citizen-collected data has sometimes saved a species by showing major changes in bird populations.
It was one of the first ways they identified the DDT danger, because they could document the population decline of ospreys and eagles all over the country.
The Prathers were assigned to the south end of the White Rocks Trail, and as they explained bird count traditions, they too were counting birds, with Bill pointing his scope at a shimmering pond, while Inez made notes about what he was seeing.
Here, a smaller number of mallards, we have pintail ducks, green-winged teal, common golden eye, American widgeon, common merganser.
Hopefully it adds to a body of knowledge about what birds are in what areas in the wintertime and what's influencing them, the environment.
Do you count, like if you see 50 starlings, do you say, does that matter, or is it just that you saw a starling in a group of 50?
No, you want to count every bird that you see. Hopefully you count them correctly. It's hard. Sometimes birds circle back around, but you try to do the best job you can.
Counting may seem an impossible task, but Bill Prather says that beginners are always welcome, and that counting 1,000 birds in a minute is something that anyone can learn.
But you get so that you know about what 100 looks like. I mean, you can stop and count 100. If you know about what 100 looks like, then you can say, well, there's 100, and there's 100, and there's 100. Kind of like that.
When I estimate that there are 300 Canada geese on that pond, Bill and Inez Prather shake their heads and show me just how counting's done.
Another 30 in that sparse area. There's about 100 on the back edge there. There's 100 in this group, 100 in that group. That's 350, 380. There's another 100 there. And probably 200 spread out that way. About 700.
That's good to me.
From dawn until dusk, the Prathers plan to count birds. And that morning on the White Rocks Trail, Bill Camphor said he'd be doing the same.
How many miles will you walk it today?
We'll go maybe 8 miles.
So it's not fast. It's an amble to see what you see.
Right. Hikers don't like hiking with birders. Because birders don't hike. We take our time. The art is listening, is hearing stuff as you're walking by. And you've got to be slow and patient. And when you see something, like right then, take your time and look at it.
Is that white thing in the cottonwood tree just a branch, or is that a bird?
There's a far out there is a hawk sitting at the top of sort of down to the right from Mount Audubon. Is that what you meant?
That white spot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a red-tailed hawk.
Now that it's January, the data from the Christmas bird count is in. According to Scott Sievers of the Wild Bird Center, Boulder's counter spotted around 100 different species, mostly fairly common ones. They counted slightly fewer songbirds, probably due to drought conditions. Scott says national data about the bird count will be available next spring. If you're interested in signing up for next year's bird count, call the Wild Bird Center or Bill Camphor.